listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Happy, happy hour. Join us in the frivolity at 844-967-2789.
What do you say, Dom? Let's go to the phones. Dick in Madison's been the longest waiter. Dick, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, guys, hey, Dick. I got the leaker for you.
It stopped on me. No, go ahead.
No. Well, there's a really cool cartoon from the Atlanta Constitutional paper, and it's got all of the Supreme Court justices sitting together, and Clarence Thomas has his hand raised. It says, "Happy wife, happy life," and it says, "All those in favor of a coup, raise your hand." Well, I say it's Ginny Thomas, and there's a litany of reasons why. I mean, you know, she wants Roe versus Wade overturned. She was involved in the January 6th. You know, so I say it's QAnon Ginny simply because, you know, if why not? Because this will take some of the pressure off the fact that she was involved with January 6th. Because truly, she can't get in trouble for being the leaker.
Now, that's a conspiracy theory I can build on, Dick.
Oh, good. I like that conspiracy building.
Now, Dick, I heard Senator Cruz say he was certain, because he's not a moron or not an idiot, that the leaker was a lefty. How do you counter that? And does it really even matter who it was, Dick?
Well, that's the other thing that I was going to bring up to you guys. I would be so happy if it was, because then Senator Cruz, he's calling for substantial jail time for whoever this person is. And I totally agree with him on this. Ginny Thomas should do substantial jail time.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. As always, 844-967-2789. Who was it? Who did it? It's a whodunit, man. Apparently it was, you know, Ginny in the library with the candlestick. Mark from the SAC, you're next. What do you think?
I agree with Dick. I mean, I think it's a good likelihood that it's somebody on the right, and that it makes as much sense as a lot of what Ginny Thomas has done in her illustrious life. Getting back to these Republicans now, they claim that the election was rigged, It gets down to the point of integrity. Like Rebecca Clefa, she said, no, it was not rigged, and now she's switched around to what it was rigged. Where is the integrity of these people? There's zip. There's zero.
It doesn't matter. It's like being concerned about hypocrisy. It doesn't exist anymore, man. And to the extent that it ever really did, the Trump years have pulled the mask off that. I mean, they're talking about trying to, what, ban contraceptives now. What?
Oh, good Lord.
This is the continuation of, you know, them forcing their religion upon us. That is the ultimate reason why they want to do this. That is the motivation for all these people. It is their mythology trying to subjugate the rest of us to believe what they want to believe. They want to discount the rights of an individual woman, individual citizens here. And if you're going to tell me that, as I was reading some of the articles today, Mark, some of the doctors are like, well, you know, if there's a chance that somebody could die, we want the doctor to work equally on the mother and the baby. That's how they thought. They want to work equally.
In the case of an ectopic pregnancy, the only person that has a chance there at all is the woman, period. And as far as contraception goes, there's recipes in the Bible for contraception, you blithering idiots. I mean, that I'm no Bible scholar, but I know that. I mean, it is just these guys have got their heads so planted so far up. It's like a human centipede, and Trump is the head of the centipede.
Oh, jeez, man. What a terrible, awesome, terrible movie, man. Thanks for that visual. Mark, we appreciate it. 844-967-2789. But, they're not even trying to mask the fascism right now. And they're not even, and I don't think there's enough, and I know I bring it up here, and I'm going to continue to do so. The mythology and the religious-based motivation for these folks to try to force their mythology onto the rest of us at the loss of our individual freedoms against the majority of people who do not agree with them. That is what we're dealing with, and that's just plain old-fashioned fascism. I don't care if you wrap it in a flag or hide behind a cross.
Dominic, talking about fascism, let's reference Marjorie Taylor Greene, just for a minute.
Do we have to? Woman. I saw her toes recently. It was terrible.
Oh, she's got some hammer toes.
Oh,
She's like a platypus. How do you think she got toes like that?
Man, I don't know. Hanging upside down in the caves like Lost Boys. I think that's what it was.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is now likening the protesters to the Roe v. Wade being overturned to the protesters on the January 6th.
Oh,
it's all same.
It's totally the same, right?
Let me read briefly from the Raw story, one of my favorite sources. Marjorie Taylor Greene whipped up another online firestorm on Monday after suggesting that federal authorities should go after abortion rights protesters using the same tactics they used against January 6th insurrectionists. The Republican congresswoman, I use that term loosely, expressed outrage on Twitter after abortion rights protesters. And, Dom, we are going to talk about this. Is this appropriate? Abortion rights protesters gathered outside the Maryland homes of Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Chief Justice John Roberts over the weekend. Here is a quote from the MTG Twitter stream. I thought she was banned from Twitter, but anyways. Has the FBI used geofencing to target protesters at Supreme Court justices home over the weekend? Will the DOJ be issuing arrest warrants for abortion protesters trying to intimidate justices to change their minds on overturning Roe? Do laws matter anymore or just politics?
See, irony is not lost upon the J6 insurrectionists.
Oh, there's just a little bit more, Dom. Along with her question, she posted an image of 18 U.S.C. 1507. The federal statute prohibits picketing or parading outside a courthouse or near a building or residence occupied or used by such judge, juror, witness, or court officer. According to reports from Wired, the Washington Post, the FBI has used geolocation to identify individuals who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, Greene has previously described those arrested in connection with the Capitol riot as political prisoners. Come back with us. The Devil's Advocates. Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on. Your participation mandatory. 844-967-2789.
There will be a substantial reward for the one who finds...
Well, now, I'm no lawyer, but I do believe that's a violation of my rights.
That was called action, not with the mouth.
Sometimes I had too many beers.